Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I was just thinking right when I cut this on, I'll be doing these things without brushing my teeth, without shaving or cutting hair off my face. Last few days, I've been at least splashing water on my face to get the stuff out my eyes and the little tears that run down the corner. And maybe some of the food that was left over from last night off my face. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's cool that I can get out here, not worry about it, not even be thinking about it. Let's get out here and do this, you know? I think that's one of the things I learned or realized or wanted to achieve when I started doing this. To be able to do it quickly and without a lot of work. That's why. And I remember when I realized what a setup was. A setup as far as the video and stuff. Because I would be making videos, you know, sitting at my desk or whatever. But just about every time I do it, I'd have to come out and set something up. I would actually have, and I would tear it down when I was done. Then it hit me. No. I want to be able to wake up in the morning, walk out to my command center, basically push one button and be recording. I mean, and I already have the set up, the camera angle, the lighting, the audio. I have everything already set up and fine-tuned. And I was like, oh, that's what a setup is. And even doing, and as I was doing more and more of it, I wanted to find ways to have the overlay and graphics on the videos that I shoot without me having to go back and put them in a post-production type thing. Like shoot the video, take the video, put it in a video editor, add graphics, and render it again. So I found programs and ways to actually shoot the video and do sweeps, swipes, and transitions, and go to different things, have a graphic overlay, that CNN looking type thing. Of course, you know it, the Jeffrey TV brand, and I got to shoot that once. Had the audio dialed in. I mean, it probably took years. It probably took years to get the right microphones, the right setup, the right webcams, how I had them wired, finding the software. And right now, I used to use my Tascam. I should run. I don't feel like it. I used to use my Tascam 16-channel audio interface and XLR microphone, my MXL 990s, to record the audio sitting at my desk. But I had to start with these Zoom meetings at work. I had to start doing those, and that is on my work computer, which cannot be connected to the Tascam, so I had to use a USB microphone. Yeah! I love doing that. I love doing that, because I see them too. I see them looking the other way. And I see her, you know, she got kids in the car. She all, you know, concentrate, because, you know, they all be distracted, whatever. That's why you got to watch out for them. And I knew she was going to do it. You probably saw me looking at her, too. And I love screaming like that. Anyhow, so, and my boss wanted me to use our Jabra 750 headsets. Quality headsets. I mean, just top-notch quality headsets. Bluetooth them to the laptop. Wear them. Microphone's right by your mouth. Should provide a superior audio pickup, just like this makes it a little better. You know, having that right here, having this mic here. Can you see that? This mic here. Having that there. But I didn't like wearing the headphone during the meeting. When I'm not on a call, I flip the headphones up on top of my head. I don't like having them on my ears. So I start using the snowball that my niece gave me for Christmas a few years back, because it was USB. And I liked the audio quality so much that I was like, hell, I'll just use the USB microphones instead of the XLR microphone on the webcast and podcast that I make. So it makes it a little easier or different, because the audio quality really wasn't that different. You can hear it. There's definitely a difference in audio quality. But for a podcast, I hope y'all didn't see that. I hope that wasn't too nasty. It had to come up. It had to come up and out. It wasn't green, so I'm good. It was thick, though. Haven't had allergies in a while. Probably because I quit vaping. Probably a lot has changed in me since I quit vaping. Psychologically, mentally, physically, the whole gamut. So I started using the snowball my niece gave me. And the cool thing about the snowball, everybody likes that damn camera. I mean that microphone. Cause you know, it's like a blue ball, you know, snowball thing. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it's right there. And it's in the shot. So everybody say, oh, is that your microphone? It's like, yeah. And I'll lean up on it. I'll pull up on the mic and go, I do it now. And everybody be like, woo. I'll put some of that. Yeah, well, I do it now. They be like, yeah. So I use that. Not sure how I got on this subject. I think I was talking about a setup. So the whole idea was just to wake up. The whole idea is just to wake up in the morning, cut the camera on, and start talking. Don't got to be premeditated. You don't have to set up, go through a configuration, a build, none of that. Just wake up, boom, 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 record. Now, of course, it's not quite down to one button. It's never quite down to one button, but that's the goal. Probably the quickest way to do it would be to use my phone and just go right there. Use the phone, just grab it, boom, go. Sitting at my desk, I have to come in, computer's always on. I would have to probably move the snowball microphone to my computer, my personal computer, which is no big deal. It's basically moving a USB port that I already got set up. And the mic, and I got two webcams, in fact. One webcam hooked up to my personal computer, one webcam hooked up to my work computer, and they're mounted and they're pretty much situated, ready to go, which is probably not necessary because I can just move them. And our meetings are only like once a week. But, and one of the webcams I like to put up high on my shelf in the corner to shoot the whole room when people come over and record. And when I do that, I run that webcam into my laptop. And then I hook my old Tascam interface, two-channel interface, up to my laptop. And I run and I split the headphone jack. I split the headphone jack coming out of my 16-channel audio interface. So, you know, all the musicians go into that. And then the actual recordings of the studio session playback through there. All that comes out of that headphone. I split that. I run one to the other tab, to the two-channel Tascam, and into the laptop, which has the overhead webcam feed, and I get studio quality audio match with that video. I don't have to go back and render anything or match anything or move this or move that. So then that's all. So that means that we're sitting there in the studio. I hit one button, start recording, because everything's already set. Hit one button, start recording. I record what's going on and get a high quality audio recording with decent video of the whole room. Then I take the other side of that headphone jack that I split and I run it to a old stereo. One of those like old plastic kind of Kmart-y stereo systems that have a, I think it had, has a 5 carousel CD player on it. Turntable on it, I think. You know, just 2 cassette decks, just a bunch, you know, all those, and all these buttons and flashy lights. Hardly any of that stuff works anymore. But what does work is the auxiliary in. So I take that, what I split from the Tascam 16 channel, the main source of what we're recording and inputting, run one channel, 2 channels of that, split to that stereo. And what I did was, I bought a headphone jack bank. It's like, you have your regular, you know, plug, your stereo plug. And then on the other end, it goes to like a little panel that has 10 headphone outs with volume controls for each one. So I took that and I run it to the stereo. But the cool part about it is I ran it, first I had it plugged into the headphone jack out of the stereo. I put it on auxiliary, because you know the phono and the tape and all that CD players don't even work anymore. So I just put it on auxiliary and just used the amp. And I run that out, and I was running that out of the headphone jack out, but it just went loud enough. And I always said I wanted to go back there and hook that thing up to the speakers out, because I want it full wattage. I want I want to pump some watts, like the speaker output into the headphones, because you probably have 5, 6, 7, you know, people connected to these headphones, and some people need it loud. Some people like Tony, something wrong with Tony's ears. He just need it loud, you know. And it might be the headphones that he always used. He might have worn them out after doing this probably damn near 10 years. But, I finally got that hooked up to where the speakers, I finally found a plug, I cut the plug, and I wired the jack of a cable that didn't work anymore. So I didn't have to cut or bastardize the stereo headphone bank connections. So I plug it in there, wrapped that around there, did this, and got it connected directly to the speakers out. So it pumps now. It just pumps. This is too loud, because basically what you got is your headphones connected to the speaker out of a of an amplifier. And I got my, I got DI boxes. I bought like 4 of them. They was on sale or something, or I was just wanted them. I got 4, 2 channels each, which would allow me to connect 1/4-inch inputs into the XLR ports of my Tascam interface, because the Tascam 16-channel interface has like 8 XLR inputs. They're not 1/4-inch, and everybody has 1/4-inch guitars and you know, everybody has quarter inch or analog stereo out or whatever. You know, even the keyboard has a 3.5 millimeter stereo plug. I take that and I have adapter cable to bust it out to two RCA males. I plug those two RCA males into a DI, and out of that DI, take the XLRs and run it into the Tascam and use two channels to record the audio straight analog from the keyboard. But the last sessions, I didn't even record the analog from the keyboard. Larry Jazz was like, don't even use it. I didn't even use it. We just ran all the sounds off. Came from Halion 6. It was built in the Steinberg Halion 6. That's its sample bank, sample, super sample, everything, instruments thing, where I got the drums and get all kinds of instruments. And I a while ago, I had made I took a sample of a synth, played with it, got a funky little sound, got the funky little sound out I wanted, saved that preset so I can go back to it. And when they came in, I had that fired up. Larry Jazz sat there, hit a couple keys, and he was like, ooh, what is that? They used it. It was supposed to be a bass plate on the song, but you know, that just took off with that synthesizer I had programmed. Might even be the LA Maggot sound. But I love it all. I love it all. I always love wires and have things set up and connections. I always like to tear down and rebuild. A couple of times I tore down my setup at home. I got the table I had was old and warpy, and the covering, the surface was all messed up, so I went and bought a new table. And I probably didn't, and I bought, not only did I buy a new table, I bought a new wood shelf. And when I was doing it, I was like, I really don't have to tear everything down. But I remember when I was working as an electronic technician, a dude named Pablo, me and him used to be kind of competitive, you know, because, you know, sometimes I'm not the one always trying to be competitive. You know, people always trying to keep up or be competitive with me or feel intimidated by me or whatever, you know. So sometimes it's just not me being all want to be Superman-ish. But I learned from him that he would just, if he was working on something, he would take it completely apart. He would really break it down, take it all the way down to make it easier to work on. I kind of learned that from him. Don't try to squeeze things in. Don't try to, you know, it's almost more labor than just taking things completely apart, spread it out, work on it, and put it all the way back together. So I was did that. When I got my table, I was like, look at all these scores and stuff on the ground. I was like, shit. So I just took everything apart, completely everything, all the electrical outlets, all the extension cords, because I got to run the extension cords because of the way the breakers are in my house. I got to run from an outlet in the kitchen, an outlet in the bedroom, because the bedroom and the living room are on the same circuit. And then sometimes they'll overload if I run the fan. And I even think the goddamn microwave is on that circuit. It's like another circuit. So if I run this, like a fan, the popcorn popper, and the microwave or something like that, it'll blow. So I got cables running through the house from the bathroom. I got one of the fans hooked up to the bathroom in the kitchen. Space heater used to blow all the time. I had to hook that. Couldn't hook that up to the bedroom and found that out years ago. You got to plug that into the kitchen, and in the kitchen there's two separate ones. Then there's a plug by the patio in the kind of dining living area, whatever, by the other end of the room. It's on a different circuit. So it's all fun. And I got, and I even got, and I found out one of the outlets that's against the bathroom is hooked up to the bathroom. Because, you know, once they blow, you see what stays on and what doesn't. You say, oh, that's on that circuit. Oh, that's on that circuit. I love all this stuff. I truly do. You see how long I talk? What I talk about, 20 minutes about wiring and setup? I just love it. It's what I does. And then doing this now, yeah, this all started off because I like to just wake up and shoot, produce, create, get the thought down without having to think, without washing my face, without doing my hair, without brushing my teeth. Yeah, my mouth, I still got morning mouth. I still got morning mouth and I could taste it. Sure, I probably could just rinse my mouth out, gargle or something. Hell, that ain't no fun. That ain't no fun at all. Best thing to do is just come out here and get it. Get to walking, put a couple bags in your back pocket, because you know you're gonna stop by Ralph's on the way home and pick you up a pizza, and you hoping that they got the deli-made pizzas, pepperoni, maybe sausage, the take-home, take-and-bake pizzas. If not, you'll go over to DiGiorno, and you're wondering if you want to do cheese balls. You're wondering if you want to do cheese balls, and you're wondering if the bastard's gonna have them on sale, buy two, get one free, and you're wondering if you're gonna be forced to buy three of them and just fuck up your diet again. I didn't make brownies yesterday, ha 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 ha. I didn't make brownies yesterday. I just sat there full of popcorn and smoothie and kind of watched Umbrella Academy. It was cool. Didn't even have to, you know, do the brownie thing. So I woke up today, 2:08 at 8:30. Started the day off like an hour early. Usually I get up at 9:30 on work days. Wanted to get out here early. I was thinking about putting them two bags in my back pocket, going on a walk, and on the way back, stop by Ralph's, get the party started, because I start at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is early, compared to, which is 2 hours earlier than I usually do. So I kind of got to start the day early, get more out of it, and kind of shut it down a little early. So if I got to get up at 7:30, get 8 hours, that means I got to go to bed at 11:30, which ain't really late. I mean, which really ain't early. So any way you look at it, it's all good and it's fun and it's exciting and it's real and it's stimulating to a point. Not the stimulating life that I have been used to. Look at me walking. I'm walking. I don't even got to walk this far. Once I get walking and get going, once I get out here and start talking to y'all, I can get going. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Ooh, my mouth tastes like yesterday. It's all, and I think I need that. You know, I think that's part of this whole thing, to have that morning mouth taste, you know? Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey, swing on y'all two times. Get ready, press the button, and say goodbye. Bid y'all adieu for a little bit. I probably should go ahead and do a broadcast from I should probably do a broadcast from the studio. It's been so long. One thing about doing a broadcast from the studio, it's usually after I go ahead and shave. Damn, what is this, Doggy Central over here? doggy and babies everywhere. I should go back on the other side of the street. Man, all these people, grandma pushing the kids. I hope that's their grandmother. I hope that's the grandma. And not the old lady having a baby. All these people out here with their dogs. People letting their dog watch me say something. I'm leading this on just so I can say something. Even though they're running around, you know there is such thing as a leash law. You know that, don't you? Even though they nice dogs, you can tell they ain't really bad, but you still want to holler at the people for not observing the leash law. But I didn't. Y'all see me? I didn't. I didn't say nothing. I was waiting for an opening. If Eddie came at me in any kind of way, I'd have been like, get your dog. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. I hear swinging two times. For y'all, look at the freeway. Can y'all see the freeway? I like showing y'all the freeway. I like freeways. I always have. I remember when I realized when I was coming back from Santa Monica or something one of those times, and I saw the sign, the Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Freeway or something it's called, Transcontinental Interstate or something like that. I like that, I'm impressed. Of course, some of y'all are gonna be like, Christopher Columbus, blah, 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 blah. Defund the police, Black Lives Matter, tear down the statue. I probably didn't have to go there, did I? I probably could have just left that off, but I didn't. Anyhow, my name is Chuck, swinging on y'all two times.